Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now today, Senator Eileen Flynn will launch Traveller Pride Week, which celebrates traveller culture and recognises contributions made by travellers in Irish life. On the line is Rosemary Mon from the Irish Traveller Movement. Afternoon, Rosemary.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So give us some idea of what will be happening during the course of this.
Yeah, I think it's key to mention the theme of this year's Traveller Pride Week 2020 is at diversity within. So it's really around celebrating, embracing and accepting the diversity within our community, whilst also showcasing, I suppose, our culture, our traditions, all the talents within the community and all the contributions that we have over the past and up to present days contributed to Irish society and history. And in particular, you know, if we take it for an example, our contributions to Irish storytelling and our music, you know, we have, you know, like Pecker Dunn, Lord Restum, the Fury Brothers. So there are so many, positive contributions to Irish society and history that often goes unnoticed in terms of our community. So it's really during this week that we try to put a positive spin within the media and within, I suppose, wider society about who travellers actually really are.
And in presenting that positive view, who are you presenting it to? Is it the settled community or to travellers as well who perhaps mightn't have the most positive sense of themselves sometimes?
I think it's a double whammy. In terms of the settled community, unfortunately within the media, like a lot of the coverage when it comes to travellers, is very negative and it's very stereotyped. So it's tried to break through that stereotyping of us. But also, I suppose in terms of travellers, you know, we have to acknowledge that as a community we've been oppressed for so long due to our ethnicity. Every door that we try to open, if they know that we're a traveller, is shut in our face. You know, we can't get jobs, the education system has failed us, we can't get traveller specific accommodation. So everything, you know, about our ethnicity seems to be, you know, portrayed in a negative light, not internally as a community because we're so proud of who we are, but in the wider society. And unfortunately, you know, that can have an internal impact within your self-esteem, your self-belief, your pride within your identity, feeling ashamed or embarrassed that you're a traveller. So it's really to try and instill that self-pride within travellers who may be feeling that way due to the impact of oppression.
And is that an issue among different generations of travellers? Is it more acute, say, for younger travellers?
I think it might be more of an issue for younger travellers. I know, speaking for myself, my own personal experience, it would have been, you know, in my teenage years where kind of I might have self-doubted my traveller ethnicity or tried to hide my ethnicity because I suppose I was the only traveller moving on to secondary school and there was no positive recognition of my identity, no mention of my identity, no celebration of it, only negative, I suppose, bullying. Negative stereotypes talked about within the classroom, and that had a serious impact on my self-esteem, on my self-worth, you know, and questioning myself as a traveller. So I think it's very important that for older traveller generations to be instilling that self-pride within our traveller youth, because they are our future. And like, it's hard being a teenager across the board, regardless of what community you come from. But when you're from one of the most oppressed communities within the country, it's a lot harder to be true to yourself and true to your identity. And especially when there's such a negative spin on your ethnicity and identity, like across the board within society, within the media, like everywhere you turn. So it's really, I suppose, this week is about celebrating our differences within our community and holding on to the pride within our traveller ethnicity.
So if for people listening, and this is all online, I assume, anyway, because of the times that are in it, and we can't be doing anything in the real world anymore. If there were one or two things for the settled community that you'd want to point them to say, here's something you maybe didn't know about travellers, what would those things be?
Well, just in terms of, you mentioned there about, you know, everything gone digital this year. So Traveller Pride 2020 also has gone digital due to COVID-19. So we have set up a Traveller Pride Week 2020 Facebook page where you can get all the information of how you can get involved. We recently just launched Traveller Pride Week, an online discussion with amazing travellers on the panel, launched by Eileen Flynn, who we're deeply proud of becoming the first traveller senator. So there's that page. And then we're also asking travellers and allies to post positive messages online, just around embracing traveller diversity, but also for our allies, you know, to give positive messages about, you know, why you stand in solidarity with travellers, the contributions that we have made to society, in your personal life, and, you know, more in general terms, you know, terms like a music, storytelling, traveller history, and to point out, you know, the positives, positive experiences that you've had with us. Because, you know, like, there's lots of travellers and non-travellers who are married. There's lots of travellers and settled people who are best friends. But, you know, we never hear about this. So it's important to, you know, spread love instead of hate during Traveller Pride Week, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of key events, you know, that we've organised with some of our talented travellers, such as tomorrow night, if you tune in to the Traveller Pride Week page, you will get a free concert of Sharon Ward, the amazing Sharon Ward, from 7 until 8. On Wednesday night, you will get entertained by Martin Beans Words, our one and only traveller, amazing comedian, who will be interviewing long-standing traveller activist Owen de Bruin. And on Thursday night, you'll be entertained by Thomas McCarthy, so as a traveller musician and storyteller. So there's so many, many positive events happening, and they're all free, and they're all online, so you'd be crazy to miss them.
Somebody just texted in to say, now that I think of it, has there ever been a positive traveller character on TV? It was Blackie in the room.
In Glenroe, was it?
Yeah, in Glenroe, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I was a child watching that, so I remember it.
Would that have been a huge deal among your community?
Of course it is. I mean, I know for me, when I was growing up, there was very few role models. Like, when I was a teenager, I didn't know about the traveller movement, so I didn't know about the traveller activist, you know, who could have been my role models. But there was no, you know, mention of travellers, you know, in magazines or newspapers or on TV that was positive, somebody that I could look up to. You know, and now since I became a traveller activist, I was just exposed to all the traveller role models, you know, that I missed out on because it wasn't portrayed enough within general society. For instance, like Nan Joyce Lordwester, like, she was just a really powerful traveller woman and activist. And we're back in the 1980s, like, she stood up, you know, fighting for traveller rights within a time where there was very little traveller movement infrastructure. Traveller hate and traveller sentiment was rife, and she stood up as the first traveller to go in general elections, and she came out quite with a quite positive result. You know, so, and this is why it's so important that when we are going to school as travellers, that we are mentioned in the curriculum, that our history is reflected, that our ethnicity is celebrated. Like, we highlighted during Traveller Pride Week, but we exist every day of the year. So it was so important that we're celebrated every day of the year, every year.
Right, okay, I'm going to ask you a controversial, Bernard Sweeney on Twitter, who you may well know, Bernard's a traveller too, and certainly very active on Sweeney. He says the whole thing is a big joke now. All the NGOs are paid for by the government, and middle classes run the NGOs.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion. I suppose that kind of coincides with the diversity within the community. We're all individuals. We have all individual opinions on a range of issues. I suppose my opinion on the traveller movement is that without the traveller movement and all the traveller organisations, that we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have our ethnicity recognised. We wouldn't have ourselves mentioned in equality legislation. We wouldn't have the review of the Traveller Accommodation Act. We wouldn't have Traveller Pride Week. We wouldn't have Eileen Flynn elected by the Taoiseach as the senator. You know, travel organisations have been fighting for that. The Irish travel movement and all travel organisations have been fighting for that for years. And, you know, that didn't just come out of nowhere. So, you know, you're like, no movement is perfect. And there's always room for improvement. But that's not to disregard all the good work and the positive achievements that have come through the existence of, I suppose, travel organisations.
Mm-hmm. Another texter wants to know, how many travellers still actually travel? The case, the vast majority of travellers now are in, live in houses or just live in fixed sites and don't really travel that much.
Yeah, and I think that's a combination of, you know, the failure of local authorities to spend traveller accommodation budgets to provide traveller specific accommodation. You know, like every 5 years, the local authorities have the responsibility to develop a traveller accommodation programme reflecting the cultural needs of travellers. And every programme they fail, you know, to implement that and to meet the real needs of travellers on the ground, and in particular for nomadic families. So, like, if we look around the country, do you see any transient sites? No, you don't. Mm. You know, so the state and, I suppose, society have failed travellers generally. And personally, I would see it as cultural erosion, where, you know, even if you look at the Housing Miscellaneous Act 2000, like, whether intended or not, that criminalised travellers for travelling. So on one hand, you have that legislation, which is used very often on travellers who try to travel. And on the other hand, there's no transient sites where travellers can actually, you know, pull in and stop and camp for a short period of time. And so, you know, that's why I really welcome the recommendations from the expert group who reviewed the implementation of the 1998 Traveller Accommodation Act. And I suppose I really hope that they're actually implemented and it's not just another piece of paper sitting on somebody's office on somebody's shelf, because travellers have a cultural right to be nomadic. And, you know, like, we've been oppressed for far too long in this country. It's our country. We have our own identity, our own values. You know, we're human and we need to be ourselves. And, like, you know, the oppression of travellers in this country really has to stop.
Actually, on the subject of traveller culture, what kind of condition is the language in? Because are there many people who would still speak it?
There is. There's a lot of travellers who speak it. I said, like, the vast majority of travellers speak it. But I suppose what we're trying to do is just, like, you know, what settled people did with the Irish language, is to reinvest in that. And, you know, to, like, re-educate, I suppose, our youth within our Catalan language, because, you know, because it was never written down, and it was like an orally tradition that was passed down from generation to generation, that some words may have been lost in some families. So it's just re-energizing that, and I suppose to encourage younger travelers to use it and to be proud of it. And yeah, like, we do use it a lot internally as in a community.
Yeah, because
I'm dead proud of it.
Yeah, well, and you should, because it's absolutely fascinating. Some of the things I've read about it, that some of the words, now linguists aren't sure, but some of the words might predate the Irish language. That was not sure when it actually emerged as a language, or I suppose these things happen gradually. Rosemary, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and best of luck with the week, even though it's kind of 10 days, really, rather than a week.
Start, yeah.
You're underselling yourself there. Rosemary, thanks a million. That's Rosemary Mann there from the Irish Traveller Movement. We're going to take a break after that, so you think you're an adult.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.